Humiliation slavery is slavery that requires no actual chains because your cock is your jailer. You must submit to any woman who knows how to make your cock sit up and beg, and you know from experience that your cock obeys me every single time. I humor you when you say you don't want to do certain things, you know, like take my strap-on cock in your ass. It only took me about an hour of teasing your tight little rosebud with my fingernails before you were begging me to finally penetrate your little virgin hole. Now you know better than to show up at my bedroom door without your ass nicely plugged. And you admit to me I've made you my butt slut before I allow you to so much as touch your dripping little winky. I've been thinking about the next phase of our humiliation games. What should it be? Oh, I know. I want you to go into the bathroom at work and jerk off. Then wipe some cum on your lip and walk out of the bathroom. You're not allowed to wipe off the cum for 10 minutes, by which time it will have probably dried unless you stress sweat the entire time and keep it nice and wet. After the 10 minutes, you may lick your lips, but you may not gargle, chew gum, eat mints, or anything of the sort until the end of the day. You will have cum breath for mistress until time to go home. I'm sure you'll probably want to jerk off when you get home, but save that for me. We can celebrate together. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog, yournaughtylover.com, or if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-601-6975. I'll talk to you really soon.